This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, one of the big things happening this weekend in the Umpqua Valley, Henry Goes Wine, and Cindy Beaver's in here to talk about it back again, and a really special one this year because it's a big special birthday.
It is. It is. First, good morning, and thanks for having me back in.
Yeah.
This year's our 50th anniversary of the vineyard, so we're really excited to celebrate that. Kind of a milestone for us and really for the wine industry as a whole. If you think about 50 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot here as far as wineries or vineyards, and so it's pretty cool, for us to hit that half-century mark.
Yeah, some of the early stories that I've heard, you just start out with just a handful of people all kind of delving in very slowly, and it's evolved into, what we have today, a lot of growth, but one of the places that it started was with Henry, and so obviously a big reason to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Henry Goes Wine is our Customer Appreciation Day. So it's our 37th annual Henry Goes Wine. And it actually started, we just cooked a few hot dogs and hamburgers and probably had about 30 people, really super low key, and just grew from there. We've always been family oriented. I raised my family there, so it was really important to keep my kiddos busy. And so we added kids' activities along with music and food, and here we are today.
Wow. So talk about some of the things that are going on tomorrow.
Okay. So I've got three live bands through the day. So we have We're a Local Band, We're Not Elvis, kicks it off. That other band plays in the afternoon. That I have a hula show, the local Tiffany Smith and her mom. They do a great show. And then Ty Curtis is my headliner. And Ty's a great, great blues musician. And it's been a while since I've had him. So I'm excited for those activities or for that entertainment. And besides that, we have a salsa competition. So we have three categories, and there's money to be won. So we encourage people to enter their favorite salsa. Sorry about that. And then we have a horseshoe tournament and competition. So a little bit different this year is a tournament takes kind of the time you have to, check back in, and, if you won, then you wait and play the next, challenger. But we're also going to do a competition. So you can throw your horseshoes, you get scoring, and then people can do that throughout the day, and the one with the highest score wins. So it's kind of an easy way to do it, and you don't have to, check in all day if you don't want to.
Wow. So a lot of things going on, and some fun things. Also, a special, unique opportunity for a winery tour. Talk about that.
Yeah. So not only just walking through the winery, but the vineyard that we have just right adjacent to the winery is, first of all, beautiful grapes this year. I think overall the Umpqua Valley has pretty spectacular fruit, and ours is a great example. And one of the first rows is going through veraison, which is where the grapes turn from green to purple. And it's pretty cool because it signifies when we're going to harvest. And it's really cool. So people will be able to see that. They'll be able to see Dad's trellis system. That's named after him, and be able to spend a little bit of time with the guy that started it all.
The trellis system is really fascinating because he started it, he came up with the idea, but it's used all over the place.
Yeah, worldwide. So it's kind of fun to hear about it. We'll have people in from all over the world, New Zealand and Australia. are big users of the Scott Henry. So he has people that come in, they expect to find him on this like pedestal. He's like this wine god to people that use the trellis. It's really it's done great things throughout the world.
Well, and obviously he had some time kind of in the engineering world, and that kind of led to that skill set to be able to come up with this.
Yeah, he's an aeronautical engineer, went to school at Oregon State, and then went on into that field and actually helped get us to the moon before he came back to the family farm. And was his idea to put grapes in and raise grapes. And we had a couple of challenging years. A lot of damp weather, and we had growth with the vines. And so being an engineer, he thought there's got to be a better way. You know, we're on fertile soil. What can I do? And so he came up with the trellis system, which is a two-tier system. So it basically doubles the load on the plant. And so it gives the plant more babies to ripen, which slows down the focus on just the growth of the, you know, foliage. So it allows great quality fruit, but still get a, you know, a crop load that, you know, works for people.
Wow. So pretty fascinating. And one of the elements of Henry Estate Winery. Now you've got food out there for people along with the wine as well.
Yep. So we have Thunderstruck Barbecue, and they're going to do, they've got pulled pork and tri-tip sandwiches. They've got sides, smoked mac and cheese, all kinds of good stuff. And then Fisherman's Grotto is coming over from the coast, and we've had them at Henry Goes Wine quite a few years. And they, your classic fish and chips and oysters on the half shell, if you're into that. I tend to pass on that one, but a lot of people enjoy those. So yeah. So we're going to have some great food out there. People can come hungry and enjoy the day.
So talk about tickets, how they get them and all that.
So we had online tickets, but what we're encouraging now is at the gate. So I have a $25 VIP section, which is a reserve seat in shade. So that's an option for people. And then adults are 20, kids are 5. And that gets you a commemorative wine glass for the adults, not for the kids. But and then all the entertainment. So I have face painting, which the kids enjoy, but a surprising amount of adults do as well. I have a petting zoo. We're going to do some rides through the vineyard. And all that's included with admission. There's no extra charges. People just pay for food and any kind of beverages when they come in.
All right, it's all happening tomorrow. And what time does it begin?
So all the entertainment starts at noon, and it goes till 10 o'clock. So the three bands and the hula show throughout the day. So food trucks and wine is available all day. We're going to have our wine slushy machine going, and that's become very popular and should be probably a hit tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Henry Goes Wine, celebrating 50 years. Henry Estate Winery up on Hubbard Creek Road out in Umpqua. Sydney, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:40, the Morning Report.